May it please the court, I'm Paul Warren, representing Robert Conway, and I am hoping to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal.
All right, counsel, please be reminded that the time shown on the clock is your total time remaining.
Yes.
All right.
So the issue in this claim comes down to whether the ALJ properly accounted for a limitation to standing and walking for about 6 hours in an 8-hour day. Now, that issue comes up in two ways. First is whether the ALJ sufficiently accounted for the opinion of the state agency medical consultants when creating the RFC. The second is whether the ALJ sufficiently resolved the conflicts raised in the VE's testimony regarding that standing and walking limitation. If either of these questions are resolved in the claimant's favor, a remand is going to be necessary. Now, in the current case, there are three aspects in play. First, the ALJ offered no specific standing and walking limitation in the RFC as offered to the vocational expert, instead only limiting Mr. Conway to medium work.
Well, counsel, isn't there a common understanding in this arena regarding what medium work is and the limitations
that go
there?
There is, and that's discussed in Terry. And in fact, there is, the case of Terry does suggest that medium work is a term of art that includes a standing and walking limit to 6 hours in an 8-hour day, but it's not specific as to whether that's approximate, variable, or in total. And basically what actually was discussed in Terry, the Terry case itself is more or less it discussed within Terry Social Security ruling 83-10, which suggests that medium work includes a standing and walking limit off and on for a total of approximately 6 hours in an 8-hour day. Then also in Terry, they conclude their discussion suggesting that the question in the case is merely that the ALJ and the expert would have a shared understanding that the term medium work implies a 6 hour standing and walking limit.
Isn't it approximately?
No, they did not actually say approximately when they concluded in Terry.
Isn't your argument that it's a maximum of 6 hours? Is that what your argument? That it's a maximum of 6 hours? What's your position that medium confers? What does the word medium confer in your interpretation of the case?
It would be that there is a limitation to 6 hours in an 8-hour day. My at that point, it comes to the judge and the vocational expert to make determinations, more or less the judge to make a determination on where that falls. And in this case, the judge did not do so. And once you look at that, then the question becomes whether the judge and the vocational expert had the same understanding of where that limit did fall. And based on the testimony of the vocational expert, it's clear that there is a question there as to whether or not the judge and the vocational expert had that same understanding.
So my understanding of your argument is that Terry says there's a presumption of a shared understanding, but the questioning here indicates that that shared understanding about the six-hour limitation did not actually exist.
Correct. In fact, because the judge himself, or the judge in this case, only offered a limitation to medium work when discussing the hypothetical. There was no specification as to any standing and walking limit at all.
Well, but how can you say that this experienced vocational expert and the judge did not share the common understanding that's well known in this area of the law? Why would we presume that they did not share that understanding when the cases say that, and the cases say that, and the understanding is that in this arena? I don't understand how we can conclude that they did not share that understanding, absent something in the record reflecting that.
Because of the vocational expert testimony on cross examination, and Terry's discussion of the Social Security regulations themselves. So Social Security ruling 8310, which is what Terry discussed, says that medium work includes a total of approximately 6 hours in an 8-hour day.
I thought you said it didn't say approximately.
It also said a total.
Well, but it said total and approximately, right?
Correct.
So okay, but I thought before you said already. It didn't say approximately.
It says both, but it also says a total of approximately 6 hours in an 8 hour day. So there's that question of whether or not there's any real difference between those two at all, what that would be required. Normally, this wouldn't be an issue because in general, a limitation to 6 hours in an 8 hour day, whether it's 8 hours, 6 hours maximum, whether it's about 6 hours, whether it's approximately 6 hours, whether it's 6 hours total, isn't going to have an impact on the case. But in this case, the vocational expert specifically testified that a limitation to standing and walking for 6 hours in an 8 hour day maximum would preclude all unskilled medium work. And at that point, that would limit Mr. Conway to light work, and Mr. Conway would grid out based on age. So because we don't have that specificity there, this is a conflict that's been raised, and Terry does not resolve that question.
Counsel, did Terry not get to this level of specificity? Or what's the difference here between the facts of Terry and your claim?
In Terry, there were two hypotheticals offered. The first hypothetical was offered at step four. It said medium work with a limitation to standing and walking for 6 hours in an 8 hour day, with no discussion of approximate, about, or anything. Then at step five, there was a second hypothetical offer that just said medium work. So the court in Terry offered that the vocational expert would assume that medium work includes that limitation that was previously offered to 6 hours in an 8 hour day. Here, there was no prior discussion of that medium work. There was no prior discussion of what that standing and walking limitation was prior to the cross-examination discussion, at which point the vocational expert did testify that a limitation to 6 hours in an 8 hour day maximum would preclude unskilled medium work.
You want to save the balance of your time for rebuttal, counsel?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, we'll hear from the government.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, Sarah Mohm on behalf of the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration. In this case, the evidence is consistent. SSR 8310 defines medium work to mean approximately standing and walking for approximately 6 hours in an 8 hour workday. The state agency medical consultants stated that Conway could stand and walk about 6 hours in an 8 hour workday and therefore could perform medium work. The DOT classifies these jobs, the jobs that the ALJ relied on at step five, as medium. And when asked if the claimant could perform, what medium work the claimant could perform, the VE testified that the claimant could perform these step five medium jobs. So we have a through line here between the state agency medical consultants who said that Conway could stand or walk about 6 hours in an 8 hour workday, between the SSR, which says that medium work requires standing and walking for approximately 6 hours in an 8 hour workday, and the DOT, which says that the step five jobs that the ALJ relied upon are medium. Now, to the extent that Conway asserts two errors here, he said that the ALJ should have included the approximate or about 6 hours of standing and walking in the RFC. But as this court found in Terry, medium is a term of art that conveys those limitations. So the use of the term medium in the RFC meaningfully conveyed the state agency medical consultant's limitations to 6 hours of standing and walking. Conway also asserts that there is a conflict in the record because the vocational expert provided two different questions. But again, the questions are different. Whether the claimant could perform exactly no more than 6 hours of standing and walking, or whether the claimant could perform approximately or about 6 hours of walking, as is conveyed by the term medium. So there is no apparent conflict to resolve. Because the step five agency medical, prior administrative findings by the medical consultant said that Conway could perform standing of about 6 hours, standing and walking for about 6 hours, which is consistent with the SSR 8310 definition, which is consistent with this course holding in Terry that medium is a term of art, which is consistent with the staff jobs defined in the DOT as medium. There is no conflict to resolve. The evidence is consistent. Unless the court has any questions.
Counsel, what were the three occupations that the petitioner could perform?
They were laundry worker. Excuse me, give me 1 minute. I apologize.
Hospital housekeeper, laundry worker, and dishwasher.
Thank you, Judge.
Are there any other questions?
Well, counsel, any case besides Terry discuss this medium work, approximate, about what it means?
Not that I have cited in my briefing and not that I'm familiar with at the moment.
Any other circuits address this issue?
I do not know, Your Honor.
Okay. All right.
Unless there are...
Go ahead.
I have a question. I mean, there is this cross-examination that says if someone's only able to be on their feet for 6 out of 8 hours maximum, would they be able to do any medium work or the jobs you listed? And the VE says no, where a worker would be capped at being on their feet no more than 6 hours in a workday, they would not be able to do these jobs. So it seems to me your whole position rests on the difference between the limit to 6 hours maximum and the limit to approximately 6 hours. And that seems to me to be a bit splitting hairs. And we had the reverse case yesterday where there was a slight difference in wording between, you know, the limitation proposed by a medical expert and the ALJ incorporated it using slightly different wording. And we said that, you know, the government was arguing that's good enough. And so here, essentially, we have like a slight difference in wording, and you're saying that is a world of difference such that there's this hypothetical presented to the VE is enough. But I have a hard time understanding how someone's limited to approximately 6 out of 8 hours a day, and then the VE says if they're capped to 6 out of 8 hours a day, they can't do these jobs. How is that meeting the government's burden here?
So I think that there are two ways that the court could consider this case and affirm the commissioner. The first is that there is a difference between a maximum and an approximate amount. A maximum of 6 hours doesn't permit standing and walking for 6 hours and 1 minute. And I understand that that does appear to be splitting hairs, but there is a meaningful difference between 6 hours and 6 hours and 10 minutes. So that is the first way.
Do you have any case law supporting that position, that there's a meaningful difference between those two things?
I mean, I don't. So when it comes to the requirements of a performance of a medium job, I don't have any expertise and I don't have any case law to cite for you with regard to these specific three jobs. But the second way that I would say that the court could affirm it is just by looking at the through line that I've already discussed between the state agency medical consultants, specific limitations, the SSR, Terry, and DOT, which categorize the Step 5 jobs as medium, and the definition of the SSR, which is consistent with the limitations that the state agency medical consultant proposed. So there is a through line here, and the vocational expert's testimony is hardly even necessary to conclude that the claimant can perform the jobs identified at Step 5, because they are all SVP 2 or less and are consistent, and are medium jobs consistent with the state agency medical consultants and the RFC.
So, counsel, your argument is that the claimant could perform these jobs by definition because they've already been declared to be medium, and all of the medical experts said that the claimant can perform medium work.
That's right.
All of the medical experts said that.
And the
vocational expert said that on direct examination.
That's right, yes. The medical consultants assessed limitations that are consistent with the definition of medium work, which is consistent with the RFC, which is consistent with Step 5 jobs. And in addition, the VE said he could perform them. Unless there are any further questions, the commissioner respectfully requests the court affirm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Rebuttal.
Yes, so of note, the very first thing, as previously discussed, SSR 83-10 does note approximately 6 hours in an 8-hour day, but it actually says a total of 6 hours in an approximately 6 hours in an 8-hour day, which is, again, yes,
but that
hairs,
can be more than 6 hours or less than 6 hours. If you say approximate, that by definition means it can be more or it can be less.
But it also specifies a total, which suggests that it's looking primarily at a total of 6 hours in an 8-hour day, or maybe a little less.
Well, no, approximately doesn't mean that. Approximately means around. So it could be more or it could be less. And if they meant total, they could have said total up to. Normally, when there's an implication of maximum, it says up to a total of, or something that conveys that there's a upper threshold.
And I think that the fact that this is a question at all goes back to Terry and what they decided the final determination was there, which is whether or not there is actually, whether it's clear that the ALJ and the VE understood medium to mean the same thing. And here, regardless of whether we believe it or not, or regardless of, based on the testimony, we just do not know. And that's a question and a conflict that the ALJ was required to resolve.
So, counsel, our task is to determine whether or not there is substantial evidence to support the ruling of the ALJ. Why isn't it substantial evidence that the medical experts opined that the claimant was capable of performing medium work, and the vocational expert on direct examination said all of these jobs were medium work and the claimant was able to perform them? Why isn't that substantial evidence to support the ALJ decision?
Because at that point, it becomes a question of whether or not the ALJ and the vocational expert actually did have the same understanding. And we don't know whether.
What about the medical experts?
The state agency doctors said about 6 hours in an 8-hour day. That's all we know. But about 6 hours a day, as you just stated, could mean a little more, equal to, or a little less. And the vocational expert specifically said that anything more or equal to is inconsistent.
But isn't it, don't our cases say that if the evidence could be read either way, then the ALJ gets the benefit of the doubt? We don't second guess the determination that's made by the ALJ.
But at step five, the burden is on the ALJ to resolve conflicts. And this is a conflict that was raised.
Understood.
And what is your best citation for that? If there was a conflict, the ALJ had a duty to resolve.
Correct. That SSR 00-4P that says that
a conflict,
if there's a conflict
in what?
The ALJ has to resolve
that. If there's a conflict in the medical evidence.
At step five, they have to resolve conflicts as well.
Conflicts, what kind of conflicts?
Conflicts between the DOT and the vocational expert's testimony.
Is this a conflict between the DOT and the testimony of the expert? And it's the testimony of the expert on direct examination was consistent with the ALJ's resolution that the claimant could perform medium work. So there was no conflict there on direct.
Correct, but
so the ALJ, the ALJ could elect to go with the testimony on direct as opposed to the testimony on cross, couldn't he?
But then we go back to the question in Terry about whether the ALJ and the vocational expert did have that same understanding.
I understand your argument. Are there any further questions? If not, the case just argued is submitted for decision by the court. That completes our calendar for the day. We are in recess until 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All rise. The court for this session stands adjourned until tomorrow morning. Thank you.